What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey everybody, and welcome to What If World for our very first episode. In this show, we take your questions, your ideas, and turn them into off-the-cuff stories. So I know it might be a little confusing. How do you turn a question into an entire story? Well, that's why I brought in a friend today to help you see how it's done. Petey, come on in.
I'd rather not. I'm a little nervous.
Petey, it's okay. Just come a little closer to the microphone, okay? Sit down. Relax.
Is this better? Am I close enough to the microphone now?
Petey, you're actually a little too close to the microphone. You don't want to, like, chew on it. You just want to sit right here and talk, just like I am.
Oh, is this all right?
Yeah, Petey, that's great. You're doing an awesome job. All right, Petey, so I want you to pretend like you're calling into What If World.
Why would I do that? I'm already here.
Well, Petey, this is a show that takes a lot of imagination and uses a lot of make-believe. So just make-believe you're picking up a phone and calling. And I want you to tell us your name, just your first name. And then I want you to tell us something you like. And then I want you to tell us your what-if question.
Hello, my name is Petey, and I like the card game Go Fish. And my question is, what if... Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's okay, Petey. Now, the kids at home are going to have plenty of time to think about their questions, and I'm putting you on the spot. So, let's just talk about it. You like Go Fish, you said?
Oh, I just love it. It's my absolute favorite game in the whole wide world.
Okay, great. So, why don't we ask, what if you were playing Go Fish with your best friend, and then a dragon... Petey, what's wrong? Oh, Petey. Petey, calm down. It's okay. What's got you so upset?
You said a best friend, but I really don't have a best friend. I don't have any friends in all
Petey,
of Pirate
I'm sorry
Land.
To hear that. But just because you don't have a best friend yet doesn't mean you never will. I mean, what if you had... lots of best friends, huh?
Hey, what do you mean? Why are you saying it like that, with your eyebrow raised like it's a secret? Like there's a secret pirate treasure hidden somewhere in this very studio?
No, Petey, there's no... Petey, oh, please don't rip up the carpet. Petey, don't dig up the floor. Petey, that's not...
Yarr, I think I see an X here.
Petey, no, that's a crack in the floor where you hit it with your shovel.
Oh, yes, there's got to be buried treasure here somewhere.
Petey, no, it's not about buried treasure. What I meant is, why don't you ask that question? That's why I was raising my eyebrow. Ask that what-if question, and that can be your story.
You mean I could ask something like, what if I had... 100 best friends?
Sure, Petey, you could ask that question.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess 100 best friends is a little kooky.
Okay, what if I had 101 best friends?
Okay, Petey, what if Petey the Pirate had 101 best friends? Now, when you hear this sound, kids... that means you're going to What If World. I'll see you there. One morning, Petey the Pirate woke up in his little cabin on his tiny, lonely ship.
Yarr, just another lonely day. Oh, I'll just grab my GoFish deck in case anybody comes by the ship and maybe they'll finally play with me. But
when he opened his door...
Hello, Petey!
Hello,
Petey! There were 101 pirates crammed on his tiny little ship. Oh my goodness, it's like you pirates have come from all over Pirate Land just to visit me.
That's right, Petey, said Polly the pirate.
We're here because we want to be your best friends, said Petrina the pirate. Oh, well, that's awfully wonderful. Okay, I'll be your best friend and your best friend and, oh, just all of your best friends. What a happy day. Okay, best friends, what are we gonna do? Well, said Petrina the pirate, I was first pirate in line and I got me checkers board all set up. So why don't we play a game of checkers? Oh, checkers. Well, I don't really like that game all that much. Okay, well, I guess that's what best friends do, yes? Okay, yeah, so let's just play this checkers game.
Petrina the pirate was a wily old gal. She had a lot of experience playing checkers, and she beat Petey soundly.
Oh, I got you that time, but maybe you'll get me tomorrow. Oh, well, that was, okay, good game, Petrina. You know, now that you're here, maybe we could play
Petey, well, I'm gonna go take a nap. It was nice seeing you. I'll see you again tomorrow for another game of checkers.
Well, maybe tomorrow we'll just play a different game, but,
And the next pirate was impatiently waiting in line. The biggest pirate of all, Polly.
Hello, Petey. It's my turn to play checkers, eh?
I just actually played a game of checkers, so why don't we play a different game, like my favorite game?
So you only want to play checkers with Petrina the Pirate, but you don't want to play checkers with Polly the Pirate? Oh,
I'm sorry, Polly, is that crying? I can't really tell.
And now you're making fun of me crying.
Okay, just stop. Please, just stop doing whatever you're doing, and we can play checkers.
So Petey played another game of checkers. He happened to win this one, but he still wasn't having all that much fun. And you know what? Every other pirate, 98 more pirates, all wanted to play checkers too. And Petey, he'd never had a best friend before, and he kind of thought that's what he had to do. So, after 100 games of checkers, he was exhausted, and the sun was going down.
Oh, well, that was quite a day. I guess I'll go to sleep now.
I think you're forgetting about me, Petey.
Petey stared at the back of his ship. Oh, no. There was still one pirate left. The smelliest, hairiest, weirdest pirate of them all. Potty the Pirate.
Oh, Potty, maybe you come back tomorrow and we can play checkers then, okay? I'm just really wiped out and...
I understand, Petey. You don't want to play checkers. So, what do you want to play?
What do you mean? You don't want to play checkers?
Well, I was watching you play over and over, and I could tell you didn't like it. So, maybe there's something you like more, and we can do that together.
Wow, that would be really nice. Actually, I've been wanting to play Go Fish for ages.
Go Fish it is. Deal the cards there, Petey.
And so they played, and they had a pretty good time. It didn't really even matter who won, because they were finally playing a game that Petey wanted to play. And as they played Go Fish, Petey realized Potty didn't smell all that bad. And he was kind of nice, and he wasn't even all that hairy or mean or any of the things that all the other pirates said about him.
Potty, I was just wondering, why is that your name? It's kind of strange.
Oh, I understand. It's because I love stirring the pot of stew with me papa. Me papa's the stew maker for all the pirates in Pirate Land. And my favorite thing is just to stir that pot, and so that's my name, Potty.
Oh, I think people was thinking it was maybe another thing. That word, if you understand.
No, I don't understand why everyone laughs. Some words mean different things in different languages and to different people.
You know, you're right. You're right, Potty. Well, hey, if that was a fun game, I'll go fish. Maybe we can play a game that you like now?
Well, I'm a little tired now. Why don't we play tomorrow?
Okay, sounds great. And the next morning, Petey sprung out of bed. He was so excited to play with all of his best friends, but especially Potty the Pirate. He opened the door. Hello, Petey.
Hello,
Petey. Oh, well, it's great to see all of you. And, you know, I'd like to play an occasional game of checkers with you and you and, you know, one or two. But since you all like checkers so much, maybe you could start the morning by playing with each other? Oh, that sounds like a good idea, said Petrina the Pirate. You know, I was really hoping to make more friends than just you, and look at how many friends there are right here. That's right, so you can play with Polly the Pirate, and maybe I could start the day by playing with Potty the Pirate, since he had to wait to the very end yesterday. And
that sounds fair to me. Enjoy your game, Petey.
And all 100 pirates paired off in twos and played their very favorite games with their new friends. That left Petey to play with his new friend, Potty.
Potty, what would you like to play today?
Oh, I thought of a new game called Fish Go, where I ask you for a card, and if you have it, I've got to give you my card. Which I don't actually know how it's gonna work yet, but let's try it out.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Yes, I'd love to give it a shot. And they played their game, and all the other pirates played their games. And when Potty and Petey were finished, Petrina came over.
You know, Petey, that looked like a very fun game. I was thinking maybe I could join in on the next round. And Polly here, too.
I'd love to play with all of you. It looked like a silly game.
I don't understand, Polly. Are you laughing now? I hope you are. It's a lovely noise.
Oh, yes. I was laughing in joy.
Well, let's all sit down and play together. And so they did. And at the end of the day, most of those pirates went home and didn't even play with Petey. They were too busy playing with friends of their own. But Petey, Potty, Petrina, and Polly played a lot of games of Go Fish, Fish Go, and even checkers. And you know, when Petey was playing with friends, he actually found that almost every game was fun. The end. And folks, when you hear that noise, that means you're back in the studio with us. Welcome back. Petey, what'd you think of the story?
Oh, I loved it. In fact, I gotta go find my new friends and play with them right now.
That's awesome, Petey. I love how What If World can make so many things happen so quickly. It's a really amazing place.
Oh, it's magical, yes. All of you kids at home should really ask some questions soon.
Okay, Petey, yeah, thanks for your help. Bye, Petey. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my editor and producer, as well as Craig Martinson, who wrote our amazing theme song. And I'd like to thank you, the listener. Until we meet again, keep wondering.